Welcome to episode 102 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. As many of you will have seen, here in the UK we've had a fair bit of snow in recent days. In fact, as I record this, it's continuing to fall outside my office window. Now, thankfully, down here on the south coast, the start of it all came the day after I headed up to London to visit the Outdoors Show. This expo is one of several which I visit every year, giving me the chance to catch up with existing contacts within the outdoor industry, as well as build new connections with suppliers and individuals. I'm going to launch straight into things this week, so welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 102! It's just about 9 o'clock in the evening as I record this, and I am sat at some railway gates for about the third time today, and the last two occasions I was sat for about 7 or 8 minutes, which was quite frustrating when I was either on my way to catch a train or on my way back from catching a train. So I thought I'd start recording now, and as I look, the gates are still down, so I dare say it could be another bit of a long wait. So I'm going to give you an update about what I've been doing today, and if my voice sounds a little bit gravelly, that is because I've been spending all day talking to people, sometimes in a way that means I've had to be shouting a little bit over a tannoy announcement or music. So today I have been up to London to the XL Centre, which is an exhibition centre there. You take the Docklands Light Railway over to there, and it's really, once you get on that train from the Underground, it's quite convenient and what have you. The reason I've been up there is because today and the next few days, although I'm only going today, XL plays host to the Outdoors Show, which is one of several outdoor shows that I go to throughout the year, photography and outdoor. This was specifically to do with photography. Specifically to do with the outdoor industries, first and foremost. And the reason for going there was not so much as a punter. I don't tend to go to these events for that reason. I go there to speak to people at the companies that produce various outdoor equipment and have a chat with them about projects I might have coming up or products that they produce that I think they might be interested in having, sending them to me for test and review or just that sort of thing. So the day started started quite early, actually. I almost overslept, but I did manage to get not the train that I wanted, funnily enough, but one at just after 8 o'clock, which all said and done meant that I got to XL at 10 o'clock, around about 10 o'clock this morning. Ah, and the gates are just going up. That's rather good. So I got there about 10 o'clock and signed in, because I always go there with a press pass, there representing the Active Photographer, and it has taken me the best part of from about 10 to 6 o'clock to go around this one or two shows. Now, essentially, it's all in one hall, and you get several shows. You get the Outdoors Show, you get the London Bike Show, and you get another one which I think is called the Adventure Travel Show. I think that's what it's called. You also get the London Boat Show, which is on the opposite side of the building. And usually I go there, but today I had such a great day talking to various people, perhaps at more length over certain things, that I didn't even get to poke my head in any of the halls with the boats and everything, which is a bit of a shame, but, you know, it is what it is, and I'm not too disappointed, because some really, really positive things have come out of today's trip. So the day started off pretty well. I managed to get... I spent probably sort of two-thirds of my time at the outdoor show and the rest of the time at the others. And it's one of those things that I always go there with an open mind. I've obviously got certain things in my mind that I want to talk about. So, for example, you know, I might talk to a company who I've not spoken to before, and so they don't know who I am. They may or may not have heard of the Active Photographer. So I talk to them about how I can... I will follow up our conversation by sending them some information about statistics to do with the website, or who just who visits the site and all this sort of thing. Because bear in mind, I am also... The website is open to advertising opportunities for anyone that's interested. So it was a kind of an interesting show in that there was nothing... It was a shame because there are certain people that I was hoping might be there, not because I specifically wanted to talk to them, but because they are good brands that make good products, and it's good to see what they're bringing out. Those people weren't there, which was a bit of a shame, but in their place, there were some other interesting new companies which I had equally good conversations with, and actually perhaps more favourable conversations with. So I'm actually not going to go into specific details about those individual companies or what we were speaking about. You'll probably hear about this in the fullness of time, but let's just say that one of the things that I was talking about was a series of photographs that I'm going to be working on throughout this year, which are quite highly constructed. They will require subject, product, good locations, or great locations actually, fairly complex lighting on occasions, but the results are going to be fantastic. So sometimes I was talking to these companies and asking them, A, whether they'd be interested in getting involved, and if so, could I then follow up with the information about the Active Photographer? But B, I just wanted to sound out these companies to see whether... Yeah, I'm not trying to tread on any toes. I'm not trying to steal any work from the photographers they use. But I want, you know, I just wanted to see whether they were willing to help and collaborate for, like, for myself, which this particular project is a self-driven project, which is very important for me as a photographer to do this sort of self-driven work with my own ideas as the central starting point, because it's all very well undertaking commissioned work, but I've said it before, if all I have to show is a portfolio or a website of commissioned work, it doesn't really give the best impression of perhaps what I'm capable of. Yes, those commissioned pictures will be very nice and the clients will be very happy, but prospective clients and people that I'm looking to work with need to see that sort of work as reference points and as a way to instill confidence in them with, you know, with when I'm talking about ideas and trying to get them involved. So that was really good. Had some very good feedback, both with companies that I have strong connections with already, and also with, like I say, some startup companies that are trying to get a foot in, not trying to get a foot in the door exactly, but trying to establish themselves in what is probably for them a very competitive industry with some very well established competitors. One particular company, or actually a couple of companies, I found out I'd never heard of them before, but they seem very nice. They seem to know what they're talking about, and they're based just sort of 20 minutes away from me, which is fantastic, because that means that I can go into the town where they're based, meet up for coffee, have a chat, which is so much nicer often than just, excuse me, a bit of a dry throat. It's so much nicer to be able to have face-to-face conversations. Telephone calls are all very well, emails are okay, sending PDFs of ideas and this, that and the other, that's fine, but sometimes you just really need to get across what you're trying to talk about. You want to get together, have a meeting, and when I say have a meeting, it doesn't have to be, you know, in an office or a boardroom or anything like that. You can just meet up for coffee, or sometimes you could just go for a walk in, you know, along a range of hills or something. You know, it doesn't have to be really constrained. So that was really good. That was an independent outdoor company, and there was actually a company at the show who are an online photographic retailer, and I won't say any more than that, but when I, a while back, when I first did the dry run for the Active Photographer Jolly photography workshop weekends, which were very well received, someone from this this online photographic retailer, for themselves, not on behalf of the retailer, came along to give feedback, have a great weekend, and we've still kept in touch. And we just decided or arranged to meet up at today's show just to have a chat. Nothing more than that, just to touch base, see how we both are, what's been going on in our own lives and in business and what have you. But off the back of that, in a couple of weeks' time, I will be, I have to arrange a meeting whereby I'm going to go up to London again, and I'm going to, again, meet for coffee with this person, and we are going to talk at some length about the opportunities which exist for collaboration on all manner of things, whether it be support and backing for the Active Photographer Jolly, and I'll speak a bit more about those in a moment, or whether it's to do with the advertising side of things, and there are various ways to go about this. But that was, again, wasn't expecting such a lot of sort of direct action, as it were, to come out of that. I mean, it's brilliant, and I'm really looking forward to our meetings. But what that does mean is, whenever I go to London, as you may well know, I like to have several reasons to be there, because it takes me about an hour and a half on the train, or 2 hours sometimes. And so when I'm there, I'll have a meeting, maybe, and I'll go to a couple of galleries to take in some exhibitions. And if I can, I'll always try to have more than one meeting, because it makes it very much worth my while to kill two birds, or several birds with one stone, as it were. So there are a number of other manufacturers that I've got talking to today, some of which I knew, some of which I didn't. And I'm going to be also meeting up with them. So actually, there's a lot came out of that. We talked about test and review work as well, and what have you. And I'll just mention one other conversation I had was with one of the mainstream photographic outdoor photography magazines, and we had a chat, and I was able to explain a little bit about the Active Photographer, my work as a photographer, what their audience is, both online and in the magazine, and off the back of that, we're going to have a conversation, and looking to have some sort of mutually beneficial collaboration, cross-website collaboration. And all of this there are lots of avenues that this is to do with, but one of the things is, for those of you that don't know, the Active Photographer Jolly Weekends, I'm going to be rolling those out again this year. They were due to begin probably around the end of February, but because of the birth of my daughter somewhat earlier than planned, the dates have had to kind of be shifted a little bit. So it's going to be a little bit, maybe only, it could just be a few weeks, it could be a month or what have you, but that's kind of good because it gives me a chance to speak to these companies and see what we can do. But off the back of that, with all these companies, there's, you know, workshops and things are very popular, of course, so speaking to the magazines, you know, publicity, mutually beneficial publicity. There are all sorts of things that could come of that. So it's been a really good week, a really good day. And of course I will link this. There's probably not going to be a lot of links in the show notes this week, but I will link certainly to the Jolly, to the page on the Active Photographer website, so you can take a look for yourself if you are interested, if it does sound appealing. You know, I'm taking bookings. Obviously you don't know where and when and what have you, but I am taking note of interest. So if a weekend spent camping and enjoying the company of like-minded people and enjoying photography in the great outdoors is your sort of thing, then drop me an email or get in touch on Twitter or Facebook or any of those things, and I will bear you in mind and send out information just as soon as it's available. So it has been a really productive day, probably more so than I thought, and as I say, for that reason, I'm really not worried about not having gone to the London Boat Show. It's one of those things that, you know, if you feel you've come away having made maybe even just one or two new contacts that are beneficial, both for yourself and for them, you know, because it should be a mutually beneficial thing, then I feel it's been a day well spent. So right now, I am just parking up because I've had to go straight from the train station to take care of some family business. But I just wanted to give you a little bit of an update. And then this is, you know, pretty topical. This is going to, this recording is going to form the basis of, as I sit here, next week's show. So it's the Thursday as I record this. This will be live, all being well, on Monday morning. And the only thing that remains for me following this event now is just following up with all these people. I've got a stack of business cards and maybe some brochures or magazines, what have you. And so I'm going to follow up with these people. And I always do it. There's no point doing it over the coming days because they're so busy, these people, with members of the public, first and foremost, that are coming to their stands and talking about their products, that it'd be too much, and I wouldn't get the sort of feedback and wouldn't make the progress that myself or they would be hoping for. There's just not the time. So I will be following up next week, but that's good because that allows me to get a few thoughts together before I email them, let the dust settle a little bit, as they say. And I'm really, really positive for the thought of some great, great collaborations that are set to happen over the course of this year, which is exactly what I intended, because last year was a bit of a funny year. There was a lot going on both professionally and personally, and it kind of, you know, it was an okay year, but I'm really quite hopeful for 2013. So on that note, I'm going to leave it there. I'm amazed that I've only coughed once, I think, because my throat is very, very dry. As always, I've got a bottle of water by me here, but as you might imagine, the one thing that I could really do with is a cup of tea, so I'm going to see if I can go and get myself a cup of tea in a minute. But, like I say, a really good day, another good event at the Outdoors Show. I will be also getting in touch with the organisers following the event, just to give some feedback. And a good way to start off properly my networking within the industry for the beginning of a new year. So on that note, I will leave it there.
Like I said, following this year's event, I'll be bringing you exciting developments just as soon as they happen throughout the year. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget, I'm on Twitter, @GilesBabbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast. CurrentPhotographer.com.